Joseph Pasek of Barnburner.ca, our daily broadcast entitled Fire Up, and it's the World Cup of Soccer happening in 2018. Since it's the greatest event in sports, I had to bring our Hall of Famer, who's been on here like 12 times this week, John Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta now, June 14th to July 15th, 2018. You busy?
I guess so. I guess I'm now busier than I thought I was. We'll be hip deep in MLS season, and you know we'll be there with the international. So we'll see how it plays out with all of the leagues here in the United States with the international players. But it's going to be weird not having the United States involved in the World Cup. But
for example,
the draw is out.
Italy.
Yeah, them too. I'm thinking about it from a home team perspective, since you're calling the United States, I figured we'd do it that way. But, you know, you look at the groups, and yes, there is some frozen envelope theories already going around when you look at Group A. And you look at the eight groups, and I think Group D really is probably going to shape up as your group of death, if you want to refer to it as such. But, yeah, let's blow through the groups and give them the early look. And but, yeah, Group A, gee, I'm stunned that it ended the way that it did.
Well, let's go through Russia, Uruguay, Russia, the whole thing. So you already know they're probably going to buy Saudi Arabia, India, Uruguay, probably going to buy there. So that's the first match, by the way, June 14th, 2018, Russia, Saudi Arabia, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Group B, we have this group here, Portugal, Spain, Morocco, Iran, Portugal, Spain, the group. That is, no pun intended again, barn burner, right?
Yeah, and, you know, you look at Group A with Russia, and you're thinking probably Russia and Uruguay coming out of there. Then with, you know, Portugal and Spain popping up, you know, you're thinking those are going to be the two out of there. But, you know, when you look at, you know, the other groups, obviously, it's a little tougher in the decision-making process in trying to figure out who may jump out because there are some very competitive groups out there.
All right, Group C, France, Australia, Peru, and Denmark. France probably leads that group. Second in that group because Peru is okay, Denmark is okay, Australia is okay, so that's a big question mark.
Yeah, you know, you're looking at France and Peru, really, out of there. You know, you're looking at Australia, who made it through in the Oceania, and you're looking at Denmark. But really, out of Group C, I'm looking at France and Peru. And Group D is we're going to get into, so that's the fun one to me.
Group D, Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, and Nigeria. Argentina, trying to make the World Cup. They should win the group, but they should get in trouble. I don't know. Who's your call here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking, really, and here's, I mean, Croatia can be a thorn in anybody's side. Iceland, to me, is going to be everybody's darling. And then you've got Nigeria and Argentina, who have history going back about 20 years on their own. I'm going to throw a bit of a wild card in here, and I'm going to go with the people's champ. I'm going to go with Argentina and Iceland coming out of Group D.
And what chance is Iceland going to do now? Because, you know, we copy the camp, everybody's copying their chance now. So let's see what they do in Russia next time around. Group E, Costa Rica. Why do they play this group? Because, you know, number one is going to be Brazil. Number two, really, even if you finish number two, you're probably going to get a second round.
Well, you know, when you look at E, yeah, you're thinking Brazil. And then I'm looking at probably either Costa Rica or Serbia. And, you know, Switzerland's in there too. So, you know, this might be Group of Death 1.5 if you look at it, because Switzerland, Costa Rica, that would be the race for the two. I'm going to go with Costa Rica as the two behind Brazil.
All right. Probably Group of Death 0.1. Sweden, South Korea.
Yeah, and I think that South Korea might cause some problems for the other three, but I still think it's pretty chalky. You know, Mexico is going to have a tall order, but I think they can get through in one piece. So I'm going to go with Germany and Mexico as the top two.
All right. Group G, Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, and England. Boy, do we want to see a matchup, Belgium and England.
Yeah, and I think that those will be the two that will get out of the group. I think that when those two square off, I think that it will end up being I think it will be one-point matchups out of there in that group. So I'm going to go with Belgium and England with Tunisia, and Panama a very close third.
All right. Now we're in the final group, Group H, Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. What do you think about this group?
I think that it could be a little testy with Poland, Colombia, and Senegal, but I've got to go with the European side in Poland, and then I'm going to go – well, actually, tell you what, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go with Colombia and Senegal just to be a little different as the two that get out of there alive.
All right. I know you love this question. I know you love this question. Forget about give me the World Cup winner. Give me the final four.
Okay. All right. So let's see what the – all right, now, let's see. Knockout stage is A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, H. So let's go through it that way. So the winner of Group A is probably going to be Russia. They would play either Portugal or Spain. So then Russia gets bumped out. So we know that that's going to happen, and they're not going to be happy. Winner of Group C, let's say France. Runner-up Group D would be Iceland. I'll go with France. E and F, Brazil, Mexico. I'll go with Brazil in a heated encounter. Then G and F, or G and H, you've got, let's go with Belgium and Senegal. So that would mean Belgium. I mean, I'm going to go pretty chalk here, except for the knockout by the runner-up in Group B. So I think that it'll be – all right, so knockout stage survivors would be Uruguay, Portugal, Spain. Wow, final four. All right, let me see so how it progresses from there. Quarterfinal, semifinal, so A, B, C, D, E, F. I mean – wow. All right. I knew you were going to test me. I've got to go Portugal, Argentina. I'm going such star power here. Portugal,
wow.
Argentina, Germany.
Come on.
And
come on.
Wow. And then GH. Go with, wow, probably like a Colombia. So that'd be my final four. South America, European. Yeah, so it'd probably be so Portugal, Argentina, Germany, Colombia. That'd be my final four.
All right. So two final questions. Which player in any team do we have to look out for?
Oh, I mean, for me, you got to go chalk. You've got to go with, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo.
No, I don't mean Ronaldo. I mean, like, somebody that is just coming up, I guess, because everybody's going to say Ronaldo and everybody like that. But you know, just coming up.
Okay, okay. Here we go. All right, I'll give you one. Gylfi Sigurdsson from Iceland.
Okay.
I'll give you that one for the world stage because of what he's able to do, what he's done at Swansea, and what he does now at Everton with set pieces. I think he'll be key to getting Iceland out of the group stage and into the knockout.
Okay. All right. Well, that's John Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. John, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. And remember, John, tell them about our new podcast.
Will do. Let's do Soccer Down Here first on Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern. It is Jason Longshore, Jarrett Smith, and myself at Longshue, at Jarrett_Smith, and at OSG Nelson, giving you Soccer Down Here, 9 a.m. to 11 live, replay on the Barn Burner platform, as well as ESPN Coastal in the overnight. And also on the board, it is now Outside the Box, our new NLL radio program, and that is a weekly. And this week we've had Chad Culp, we had Dan Latissure, and we had Ashley Docking from NLL TV. Next week, we will have the commissioner of the NLL, as well as Mia Gordon, it looks like, in addition to our weekly visits from Culp and Latasaur. That is Outside the Box, OTB, with you and me.
And you know what? Hopefully next week we'll have the answer if I'm going to get my ring.
Well, yeah, well, Latasaur's got to get his first before you even
get an answer. We're negotiating a deal. I get his ring first. He gets my ring second. That's the deal. But
basically what you're looking for is you want them to repeat as a champion, so you get ring number two. You get your ring number one, and Laddie gets the second ring through the rotation.
Exactly. And you know, now we actually have, if Georgia doesn't repeat, I want New England or Toronto repeat. I got three teams in a group of eight. Hopefully could win the championship so I could get a ring. And let alone, if I get my ring this year, if Georgia wins next year, I'm going to tell Dan that you need a ring. How about that?
Hey, I'll take a ring. I will take a scarf at this point.
You know what, then, John? Then you'll be the cute sports guy. On that note, that's John Nelson of OSU Sports in Atlanta. Thanks a lot, John, and everybody, look forward to a great, great World Cup in the summer of 2018. Thanks, John.
Anytime, my friend.